I've recently sent a poll asking where people store their IAC, infrastructure as code. I'm gonna discuss the result and tell you how and where I store my infrastructure as code and why I think you should do the same. Hey, welcome back to Coder Dave, where we try and do DevOps just better. As I've mentioned in the intro, today we talk about IAC and how to store it. As I mentioned before, the result of the polls were quite surprising to me because half of the people replied that they stored their IAC and their opcode
always separately.
How I do it? Well, it depends. I can say I do it both ways. I would have picked the option in the middle if I were replying to my own poll. And the reason for this is very easy to explain. I can say that it depends on what the IAC script or module I'm writing is for. I tend, in fact, to split my IAC code in two parts, the foundational infrastructure and the application-related infrastructure. Foundational infrastructure is everything that is not specifically related to a service or application. And that could be, for example, shared between different services or provide some foundations, in fact, for different services and other stuff. Some examples of those could be virtual networks where multiple VMs reside, or storage accounts used to save logs, or perhaps even Kubernetes clusters. Since those are independent from the software part, I store them in a centralized repository. I have different folders for different environments, and in each, I have the resources. I define here the AKS cluster, for example, the networking, etc. I use Terraform for all my infrastructure as code, or at least I try to, and I like to separate those resources in different modules. I store the modules code in separate repositories in GitHub and publish them to the HashiCorp cloud on my private registry together with the Terraform state. But let me know in the comment section below if you want to know more about how I structure my Terraform files and modules, and I'll try to make a video about that. All right, so that was about the foundational piece of my infrastructure as code. But what about the other one? What about the one related to the application? Well, as you have probably already imagined, I store that part together with my application code. I have my application code, but I also have this ARM template folder in the root of the repo, in which I have the IAC scripts for this particular piece of software. In this case, the IAC was ARM directly for Azure, but of course I do the same thing with Terraform, which, as I said, is my provider of choice when it comes to IAC. And I store this way all the infrastructure that, as I mentioned before, pertains to a specific service or piece of application. That could be an app service where my web application runs, a virtual machine that is specifically dedicated to, for example, a management piece of software, and so on and so forth. The list could be endless, but I think you got the point. Not only I store my IAC this way, so with the two different ways for storing the foundational infrastructure and the application-specific infrastructure, but I normally advise the clients and the people I work with to do the same. And this is because I think this gives you a lot of flexibility. For example, you can have a centralized infrastructure management team that takes care of all your foundational pieces and makes sure that all the best practices and guidelines are respected. But then you can delegate the management and the creation of the infrastructure for specific pieces of application to the development group, for example, because they know better than anyone else what their application needs and how it should scale and configurations and so on and so forth. Let me know in the comment section below how you store your IAC and if you agree or not with the way I do it with the two different approaches, if you will. But that's it for me. Thanks so much for watching. I really hope you enjoyed it. Hit the like button below, subscribe if you haven't already, and I see you in the next video here at Coder Dave.